Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hi there, this is K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio. And now, for this UFO news segment with Heidi Hollis.
Starting off with some curious clips. This comes to us from LiveMint.com. Elon Musk rejects there being any alien connection to the missing Malaysia flight MH370. He says, if I did, I would post about it instantly on X. And the story continues. Elon Musk responding to a post featuring a drone video allegedly related to the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 mentioned that he hasn't seen any, quote, proof of alien activity. The post he replied to showed a video where something seemed to be flying near an airplane, suggesting it might be part of an operation. MH370 drone video, quote, this thing is flying so close to the plane that it indicates an operation. This is not a metal sphere. This is a plasma field around the orb. It's like their own gravity well that they're pulling forward. And a user posted the video on X saying, a thing seems to be flying so close that the plane seems to have an operation going on around it. And Musk replied, I have seen no evidence of aliens. If I did, I would have 100% post about it on X instantly, kind of repeating. SpaceX has almost 6,000 satellites in orbit, and not once have we had to maneuver around aliens. That's interesting. Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 vanished from the radar on March 8th, 2014 during a trip to Beijing. However, users commented on the old video of the Malaysia Airlines flight disappearing from the radar, so they continued with the conversation. But I gotta tell you, the video is rather interesting, rather impressive. We'll post that on mysteriousradio.com. But wow, I mean, what essentially shows looks like a plane flying, and it kind of looks like it goes into what's that sensor mode where you could see differences in temperature, and you see a single orb suddenly break into three, and they're circling the craft as it's flying. I mean, it's really an impressive video, but what is it from? Is it legit? Kind of looks like it, but you know, everything is questionable these days, unfortunately. It's hard to take the word for anything being put out there, or your own eyeballs, unfortunately, too. All right, so the next story, this comes to us from NewsNationNow.com. Las Vegas alien video is original, and there's an expert opinion. There are two beings in the video, all right? And they had something to say about it, so listen to this. You guys remember that whole scenario, what happened with family reporting there being aliens in their backyard, right? All right, the story continues. A veteran recreation expert who's analyzed the video that purports to show two creatures in a Las Vegas backyard says the video hasn't been altered, and he believes he sees the images of not one, but two beings. Once you see it, you can't deny it, says Scott Roeder of Evidence Room and Animation and Exhibits. There's no editing. That is an original video, he told News Nation's Banfield on Friday. We tried to debunk it to see if there was something that was added to the video, but all of our results came back as it was authentic. It was April 30th, 2023, when the Kenmore family called 911 to report something not human in their backyard. Police investigated in part because other officers had spotted a mysterious flashing light in the sky that same evening. So what does that mean? If they hadn't seen something, they wouldn't have come? I don't understand that. All right, continuing. But proving the video hasn't been altered doesn't confirm what it shows. And Roeder says it took a lot of views before he spotted something that he initially missed. Two beings in the video at the same time. Roeder used motion tracking software, which also pinpoints the source of the motion. Quote, we took the vector motion, points in space, and then we attached that to a figure in the background to show that the movement of the shadow reflects the movement of a body that is attached to the head. We don't believe it's a floating head, he added. We believe it's attached to a body. And the motion of that head from right to left is consistent with the motion that we see between the slats of the fence. It's there. It's absolutely there. Ugh, yikes. Adding to his belief, the reaction of the Kenmore family, all of whom appear to be genuinely startled by what they saw. They definitely were startled. Ben Hansen, the host of UFO Witness on Discovery, isn't so sure. He agrees with a digital expert in the UK who believes the creature is really a shadow cast by a flashlight held by the Kenmore family member. I'm convinced it's explainable, Hansen said. But Roeder says that's not how shadows work. He says the image appearing above the fence doesn't have a surface to show a shadow. I don't understand how the shadow could just be floating above the fence. I don't believe that makes any sense. But you know what? I'm gonna side on with the expert for that. I'm always one to believe in the impossible being more possible, and here you have evidence to back it up. So I would lean in that direction. Moving on over to the UFO hotspot, we are gathering some UFO reports from the National UFO Reporting Center, which is NUFORC.org. And this sighting occurred on April 26, 2024. It lasted for just mere seconds, and this occurred in Hertford, England, UK. The shape is a sphere. Estimated size, 1.5 meters. And the witness states, silver rotating sphere at approximately 25,000 feet. Interesting. On flight BA0641, Athens to London Heathrow. Had just started to sense we were descending. So probably approximately 25 to 30,000 feet. Very clear day. Looked out of window and saw a large silver spinning sphere / orb passing at speed the opposite direction to the plane. Very shiny, saw for seconds only, no vapor trail. Ooh, that's a solid experience there. That would startle me. All right, this next one comes to us. This occurred on April 26, 2024. Duration, 20 minutes. Wow. Well, that's a long time. Number of observers, 3. This occurred in Willsboro, New York. Shape, cylinder, color, white. All right, let's take a look here. Oh, this is a really short explanation, though. Saw 5 to 6 white cylindrical objects floating from northwest to southeast. I observed multiple white objects floating in the sky. They went by one at a time for 15 to 20 minutes. Wow. Where's the video for that one? That's what I'd like to see. And this site, much like MUFON, will state some of the finer detailed experiences that have like a lot of hardcore evidence they will pass along to an expert researcher versus only placing it on the site. So there might be footage for all I know. All right, so continuing. This next sighting comes to us from April 25th of 2024. And the duration was 10 minutes. That's a good one. Location, New York, New York. White or light gray cigar shaped. Ooh, interesting. All right, here we go. I saw an airplane heading south. Then I see an object heading towards it. So I'm on QB and 65th place at a gas station filling my car. I'm looking up to the east. I see a plane in the sky going left to right or south. Then I see a long object, no wings or rotors, heading toward the plane. They look like they were going to collide. Then the plane makes an abrupt ascension, a really fast high climb, and the object is missed. Now, why wasn't this on the news, right? Are you serious? So the plane saw it. The object went into a cloud. I watched for at least another 5 to 8 minutes. It did not leave the cloud. It simply disappeared. There were not a lot of clouds. It was blue skies, and what clouds there were rather thin. I could see the object in the cloud and be the time it was going to come out. I didn't know what that means. Be the time it was going to come out of the cloud, it disappears. Wow. Wow. I mean, you can't fault people for not writing perfect English language here, but the estimated speed, they're saying it was the same speed as the plane, maybe faster. Wow, can you imagine that you're on a plane and it suddenly ascends quickly and there's no explanation? I mean, how would you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? I'd feel a little bit surprised, to say the least. I don't know what to think of that. But our final UFO report is really a fascinating one. This occurred April 20th, 2024. Duration 15 minutes to observers. Location, Cross Gates, Scotland, UK. And they say that they were viewing this from an upstairs window facing due east. The shape, light, color, faint and white. Interesting. Estimated size, 0.3 meters. And they say that this was directly in front of them facing east. All right. The story says here, multiple small pulses of light traveling from south to north at approximately 100 miles per hour. They go on to say, I was closing the upstairs bedroom curtains when I became aware of a series of faint, intermittent pulses of light. They were approximately the size of a child's soccer ball, traveling directly past my window at approximately 100 miles per hour in a south to north trajectory. The pulses were dim and only just visible with the naked eye and made no sound. Initially, they were viewed at a distance of around 50 meters, but closed in to around 2 meters directly in front of my window, at which point I took a video clip after having asked my wife to verify the spectacle. Oh, this is the whole questioning of one's eyes. Two separate neighbors' dogs were highly agitated as they could also see what was occurring. The whole incident lasted approximately 15 minutes, and it is likely there were considerably more objects than I was able to witness as I had to set up my camera. My 20-second clip has been highlighted in red and slowed down to 20% so that the four objects can be seen as shadows passing from right to left. I have never come across atmospheric conditions in Scotland that would account for this in my 66 years, nor have I ever seen anything that could be classified as a UFO. This is new. Well, I would say that's quite new. Quite interesting. I've not heard of something like that personally. That's one for the books. But I'm sure people have. But I don't know what to think about that one. Very, very fascinating. Well, you know what? I want to let you guys know that if you have seen something strange in the sky or had an alien encounter and you want to share it here on the air, send it on over to us at mysteriousradio.com. And that's it for the UFO report today. I'm Heidi Hollis, reminding you to always keep your eyes on the sky and your mind open. We'll see you next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.